This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which is not focused on appeasement but on satisfaction. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister said this while replying in the Rajya Sabha to the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. He accused the Congress of following the model of what he called cheating, appeasement and nepotism. He said his government has prioritised skill development, financial inclusion and industrialisation.
देश की जनता ने हमारे विकास के मॉडल को परखा है, समझा है और समर्थन दिया है। हमारा ये विकास का मॉडल को अगर मुझे एक शब्द में कहना है तो मैं ये कहूँगा नेशन फर्स्ट। इसी एक उम्दा भावना और समर्पित भाव से हमने लगातार अपनी नीतियों में, अपने कार्यक्रमों में, हमारे वाणी में, वर्तन में इसी एक बात को मानदंड मान करके देश की सेवा करने का प्रयास किया है.
After the reply of the Prime Minister, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by voice vote. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA today rocked both Houses of Parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of nations to increase legal mobility.
It is in our collective interest to encourage legal mobility and discourage illegal movement. It is the obligation of all countries to take back their nationals if they are found to be living illegally abroad. This is naturally subject to an unambiguous verification of their nationality.
He also shared data of the number of Indian deportees from other countries with the House and said 734 people were deported to India in 2009, 1,368 in 2024 and 104 this year. Dr. Jaishankar made a similar statement in the Lok Sabha amid din by the opposition members. As the ruckus continued after his statement, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. An Air Force fighter jet crashed in Behta village of Shivpuri district in Madhya Pradesh today. As soon as the information about the incident was received, the local administration, police and fire brigade teams were immediately dispatched and a rescue team reached the spot. Both the pilots ejected safely and no casualties were reported in the incident. However, the cause of the accident is not yet known. The Indian Air Force has ordered an investigation into the incident. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today attended the Pratham Samadhi Smriti Mahotsav and Sri 1008 Siddha Chakra Vidhan Vishwa Shanti Mahayagna of Acharya Vidyasagar Ji Maharaj at Chandragiri Tirth in Dongargarh area of Chhattisgarh. During his visit to the Chandragiri Tirth, Mr. Shah paid tribute at the Samadhi of Mahamuniraj. Addressing the gathering, the Home Minister praised Acharya Vidyasagar Ji Maharaj for uniting society to uphold the values of truth, non-violence and charity. All preparations are in the final phase for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be taken up on Saturday. Overall, 60.42% of voters exercised their franchise in yesterday's polling to decide the political fate of 699 candidates. The Election Commission said EVMs have been kept in the strong rooms, which are under a constant vigil of the Commission and police officials. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the annual interaction program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with students, will be held in a new format this season. And with that, we end this news bulletin.